Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know, presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. For several decades, there's been an overall shortage of new silver supplies to meet continuing demand. Not every single year, but in total, there has been a shortage. Because of this constant shortage, I have long expected the price of silver to be much higher today than it is, but that has not yet come to pass. At the beginning of this year, I saw a reasonable prospect that the price of silver would end this year above $30 per troy ounce. But the COMEX closed last Friday was only $23.71. In fact, the spot price of silver had declined more than 4% in the 2 weeks ended last Friday. There is some potential that a building shortage of silver supplies may soon lead to much higher silver prices. It is no secret that Chinese manufacturers are getting desperate to obtain physical silver they need to make products such as solar panels. There simply has not been sufficient physical silver inventories on the market to meet this growing demand. The COMEX market is typically used by investors and speculators to trade on the price of a commodity without taking delivery of the underlying commodity upon contract maturity. Most investors close out their positions before maturity, possibly replacing their position with contracts having expiration dates further in the future. Now the closest dated silver futures contract on the COMEX is September. Some contracts have rolled over with December or further in the future maturity dates. However, as of last Friday, there were an extra 40,000 September maturity silver contracts representing 200 million ounces of silver still open on the COMEX. That is more than 20% of annual global silver supply. This may signal that one or more buyers, possibly from China, have acquired these contracts with the intention of taking delivery of the physical silver upon contract maturity. If this might be a repeat of what happened 25 years ago with Warren Buffett and Berkshire Hathaway's venture into silver, its price could soar over the next month. That's it for now. Come back Friday for more details on what Warren Buffett did to the silver market here on Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or McDonald Broadcasting.